Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Interim Superintendent for the Waco Community School District, Chris Armstrong. Chris Armstrong, you were retired a superintendent who served for 10 years at the Highland School District. Why did you choose to come out of retirement to serve as the interim superintendent for Waco?
Well, the first thing I would like to say is this is something I was not actively seeking. The opportunity actually presented itself at the beginning of June. I was in a position to help, and we were able to come to an agreement concerning the number of days that I'd be working for the district, so I agreed. And so I'm contracted for 52 days, basically one day a week.
And what are your objectives while being interim superintendent for Waco?
My main goal is to establish a shared superintendent position for the district. The financial benefit to the general fund is too great not to consider a shared position. Districts receive approximately $53,000 in sharing incentives from the state. Plus, a district shares the total cost of a superintendent. So if the superintendent costs $150,000 and the district splits that cost 50-50, when you subtract the incentive money, it's basically costing a district $22,000 for that $150,000 position. So it's very difficult to leave that money on the table. Then I would also like to find out just some ways to help save the district's general fund through other programs that are available in Iowa.
And how has working for Waco and with the school board been so far?
So far, it's been great. They have a great central office staff and excellent board. I've also heard great things about the staff, so I look forward to getting to know them a little better as well.
And the Kauffman Athletic Training and Fitness Center, I believe it's going to be called, will be opening this fall. How will that factor into your superintendent or a future superintendent's duties as far as who is kind of in charge of directing and maintaining that facility?
Sure. The center will not really have much impact on my duties. I'm unsure who's going to be in charge of directing the facility at this time, but our head of maintenance, Chase Roth, will be in charge of caring for this facility. And the construction of the facility should be completed at the end of August, so we have a little time to figure out some of those details.
And have you been in talks with the school board as far as them developing membership fees or so on for the
center? I have not at this point.
How have you been getting to know the Waco district, and what would you say are kind of some standout qualities that you see?
Well, I've been in the area for 35 years, so I have known about Waco schools and the quality programs they have. When I first started teaching at Pekin, Waco was one of Pekin's biggest football rivals. I know they have a strong staff and great students, so I look forward to learning more about their innovative four-day week educational program.
And are there any concerns, you know, for the district that, you know, have been brought to your attention? Anything besides of what you've already listed out as your objectives for this school year?
No.
Where are you a resident of?
I live just outside of Riverside.
What are you looking forward to spending this year working at Waco?
I'm looking forward to getting to know the staff, students, and community better. It's always great to build new relationships and become more familiar with the quality things that are going on in the school district and in the community.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Interim Superintendent for the Waco Community School District, Chris Armstrong. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.